Hello, this is Paul Churchley. You've heard me discuss previously about how easy it is to charge my Nissan Leaf. I plug it in at night, I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, and the car's fully charged every morning, ready to use for that day. Well, last night that plan went rather wrong. I plugged it in last night, it had about 34 miles on the gauge still remaining, and I went to sleep. I expected to wake up this morning with about 80 miles on the gauge, and instead I still had the 34 miles. For some reason the charger had failed overnight, and I've woken up to a car this morning that has just 30% charge instead of the normal 80-85%. Now, I don't have to commute to work. I'm fortunate to work at home. But if I were now needing to commute to work, I would now have a car with just 30% or so range instead of the usual 80-85%. What would I do? Well, I certainly couldn't go to work. I'd have to plug it in now, which is what I've done. It's been charging now for about half an hour. And I have 42%. Now on the clock, looking at it online, that might still not be enough to get me to work. It looks like I'm going to be late for work this morning if I had to commute. I've no idea what the solution to this is. This is actually a big flaw in overnight charging. If there is a fault with the charger, with the electricity supply, or some other reason that the car does not charge, then when you wake up in the morning, you have a near empty, or maybe in my case a third full, car, and several hours of charging before it becomes viable to drive any distance. So I'm now waiting. I had planned on doing a 50 mile journey at about 9 o'clock. I won't be able to do that now. It looks like it's going to be 10 or 11 o'clock before I am going to be able to leave. So there you are. This is the first big hiccup with charging my Nissan Leaf overnight that I've had in the 5 months that I've owned the car. So not too bad, but it is a big flaw in charging overnight, and I don't know what the solution is. So this is Paul Churchley. You can follow my blog at mynissanleafstory.blogspot.com and follow me on Twitter at SnacksMuppet. So until next time, bye for now.